Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, an ACC football kickoff edition of the Cards Cast as the ACC descends on Charlotte, North Carolina. The Western Charlotte will be the host location for the ACC kickoff for the next 3 days. Louisville represented by Jawar Jordan, Brian Hudson, Ashton Gelati, all joining head coach Jeff Brohm in Charlotte to represent the Cardinals. Jody, you're there in Charlotte for the events, and it's going to be exciting. Louisville participating in day one, which kicks off on Tuesday. And really look forward to seeing you. Obviously, Jeff Brohm, you know, it's a whole new era for Louisville, and there's got to be a lot of excitement, and he's going to get a lot of questions as well. But should be an exciting day there as the ACC gets things going on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think a lot of buzz for Louisville nationally just because of the new hire and all of the transfers and the different things. So I do think quite a bit of buzz for Louisville. Remember, this year there is no divisions in the ACC. Yeah. And so that's why they've gone from 2 days to 3 days. They've split it up a little more. First day, the commissioner, Jim Phillips, will start us off on Tuesday morning. And then it'll be Louisville, Georgia Tech, Miami, and Syracuse on day two. It's Duke, Florida State, Pittsburgh, Virginia, and Virginia Tech. And then on day three, it's Boston College, Clemson, North Carolina, NC State, and Wake Forest. So, Michael, it's it really is a fun time. It's the beginning of the year, and always when you've got a new coach, I think it's interesting what that coach's message is right away, and I'll be intrigued with Coach Brohm first thing in the morning.
Yeah, you know, and when you do have those coaching changes, obviously it's, as you mentioned, it sparks some more interest, and I suspect he's going to get a few more questions from ACC media than you might otherwise if he had been around Louisville for a few years, but certainly a lot of excitement going in. And you mentioned the commissioner, Jim Phillips, is going to get things started. And you'll be able to watch all three of these days on the ACC network or the ESPN apps. You could find it on there as well. But again, Commissioner Phillips will get things going. I imagine the no divisions is going to be a popular topic. Obviously, the conference expansion that we've seen going on and with other conferences, and obviously how the grant of rights is impacting the ACC ability to stick together. All those are going to be popular topics, I would expect, bright and early tomorrow in Charlotte.
And remember one thing this week that I even kind of forgot until I was doing some requesting of some interviews. But remember this year, the ACC has a new supervisor of officials. Alberto Riveron is the new one. He's the new guy. So he'll be here answering questions. And, you know, it's just a lot of good things. If you're a Louisville fan, I keep going back to, you know, coaches always set a tone at these things. The media day here, the media day at home, the kickoff luncheon. You know, the first week of there's going to be a tone set by Jeff Brohm, and I'm interested to see what it is. And that tone kind of dictates the expectations. Now, right now, there's a lot of expectations for Louisville because of Jeff Brohm coming home and all of that kind of good stuff. But what he says here and what he says next week, you know, before fall camp and then at his media day, that's going to set the tone for the fans and kind of where the expectations land.
Yeah, you know, I think up to this point, one of his messages that he's been consistent with is we're going to build a winning program, but we want to win right now. And obviously we saw the work that they did, the effort that they did in the transfer portal, bringing in a number of key players, you know, that are going to obviously make a significant impact, you know, in this first year. So curious to see if that is the continuing, you know, theme from Jeff Brohm as they gets to the ACC. And, you know, that could become a headline for the Cardinals, you know, throughout the ACC region, if he comes in there with that same theme. And that's kind of matches the confidence, the swagger that Jeff has, whether, you know, he was at Western, Purdue, and now at Louisville. So, you know, really excited to hear what he says tomorrow at the ACC kickoff, as well as the players. Again, Jawar Jordan, yeah, Brian Hudson, and Ashton Gelati.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
And I think, you know, the thing about the without the divisions, Michael, and I think because of not having the divisions, gone are the old days where, you know, Clemson or Florida State or whoever you might say it has been dominant. It's been Clemson recently. And then there's another team, you know, in the Coastal that maybe didn't deserve to be the second best team or maybe weren't the second best team, but they got a chance in the title game because of the divisions. Now that's long gone. And, you know, I think from what I've gathered in some of the media stuff up to this, it's Clemson and Florida State that people think are the two best teams. And I do think that Louisville and NC State are two of the teams that a lot of people in the media at least consider like a dark horse for the ACC championship this year, the game this year. And think about that. Those are four teams I just mentioned that were all four in one division, you know, before this year. So, yeah. So I think it's kind of nice. And for Louisville, they don't have to play Florida State or Clemson this year. So it makes it even better, you know, for them that this is the year that they did without the division. So I'll be interested to see. That's gonna be a lot of talk on that, and again, just on the transfer portal and NIL and all kinds of good things that we're gonna see.
You know, and another thing that obviously popped up today, Louisville now a permanent opponent with Miami. You know, obviously the connection with Howard Schnellenberger, that you've now got the Schnellenberger trophy that's gonna be handed out to the annual winner between the Hurricanes and the Cardinals. Pretty cool thing that they announced today.
Yeah, it is. I think it's one of those deals where, you know, it's a game that needed to be on the schedule back before Louisville got to the ACC just because of the connection with Howard. I'm glad he was able to see a couple of meetings as he told us, his two babies. I can't remember exactly his wording, but it was, yeah. I don't know if he said babies or kids. I think he said his two kids is what he said, but he was able to see a couple of those. And I know he was excited for that. It's one of those, fun games. And hey, I'll take a trip to Florida, to Miami every other year, especially if we're going to go in November. Think about that. Here's a good one for Jeff Brohm is as a coach, you know, obviously weather doesn't really matter, but he's going to be coaching games in October this year, in November this year in Florida, and obviously a couple in Louisville. So it'll be cold, but it won't be like West Lafayette, and it won't be like Michigan, and it won't be like those Big Ten games that he's been coaching in at that time of the year. So a little difference there for him in the weather.
I'll tell you what, if we have a big winter snap in November, I'm blaming you.
I already probably jinxed it. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, that's a great point about being able to go down there to Miami that time of year as well. And, you know, it sets up, you know, if Louisville can become a dark horse and if Miami can, you know, match some of the expectations that they seem to gain every single year and then kind of filter off as the season goes on. But if that game can, you know, both those teams can kind of live up to the quote unquote hype going into the year, I mean, that's going to be a really big game coming to the end of the year. So yeah, a lot of excitement, November, I think, there.
November 15th is when that one. So yeah, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good week here in Charlotte. There's a lot of, I just think nationally, there's more buzz for Louisville than what we've seen, obviously, in recent years. It's not quite the buzz of having, you know, Lamar Jackson coming off of the Heisman Trophy or having Lamar Jackson going into that season and like it was. But I do think that there is a good deal of buzz for this program going into this. And this week, it'll be interesting, again, just to see what the Cards will just to see how they will react and handle it's a different pressure having, you know, Jeff Brohm as the coach and the expectations that everybody is going to put on the team. And, you know, those guys that are here, you know, Jawar and Brian Hudson and Ashton Gelati will be asked a lot about that. They'll be asked a lot about a number of different things. They'll go through the day, and I think they've got 10 or 11 different stops. One of them is a stop in the breakout room for about an hour or so, talking to the media assembled there. They'll do one in the morning with us local media who are here, and then they'll do the radio row and the press conference and a number of different things. They'll meet with the ACC network for a little while, and all of those guys will be on. All those guys are going to be on the ACC network live at some point tomorrow. Coach Brohm will be on at 11:20, and then Brian Hudson has his own spot at 11:50, and then you've got the Cards in the press conference room. You have the Cards in the press conference room at like 1:30, I think, is what it is.
Yeah,
so 1:30. That's when their main press conference is. So a full day of stuff tomorrow, a full day of interviews, and we're here, and I'll be covering it for us. We'll have some video stuff, we'll have some stories, and we'll have some fun. It's almost football season, Michael. We're less than a week away from the start of fall camp for the University of Louisville. It's ACC kickoff here in Charlotte. This has been our weekly edition of the Cards Cast.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.